Something about Mary, Totus Tuus.
Anne Delaney, but I'm married to Jerry Kennedy. You know.
Where are you from?
I'm from Waterford in Ireland. I think there was only one truly blessed mother in the world, and that was Mary. And every time we have a baby, we offer up that baby to Mary, because we think Mary has only lent us these children, taken us to be good parents. So really, we only lend our children from Mary, from Our Lady, we call her. And then she gives us the gift to look after them and mind them and to be a good mother just like she was. Also, if our children should fall or get hurted, or if they have a little car accident, God forbid, and things like that, we cry. And then we think of Mary, look what she done for her son. You know, so if my son scratched his knee, I say, oh my God, he's hurt, I got to take him to the doctors. Just with a scratched knee. And then we think again and we say, look, Our Lady, look what Our Lady suffered for her son. He was so badly hurt and so badly damaged by the time he was put on the cross. And she had to sit there and look at him without a tear in her eye. You know? And it makes us stronger then to think, we're here, we are mothers. I mean, I'm a grandmother and I'm a great-grandmother. And I'm three mothers in one, like, sort of. My mother still would have said, we got four mothers in one. But still, Our Lady is our only mother, and she looks after us all. And we go by her and do the best we can, because without her, we wouldn't have our children, because it's the gift. If God didn't want us to have the children, we wouldn't have children. But God chooses people that have no children. He chooses families that have no families. And God, for some reason, chose people to have children because he thinks they're good enough to be good parents. But we wouldn't do that without having Our Lady to watch over us. And she's telling us that she's her real mother, telling us what to do and how to keep them, mind them and guard them. That's it. Is that nice? Now you see. I found out this since I came to Walsingham. To pray for people like who do you wrong? Who you think? Who you think that done you wrong? Right? So I'll tell you, I'll have to start here. My sister is up there. My other sister is here. I got five sisters. If any of them children go through a little bit of pain or hurt or anything, then it hurts them. But when it hurts them, it hurts me. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's called blood is thicker than water. You know what I mean? You have to worry about your own. You think about others and you pray for others, but your own means a lot to you. But recently we found out that my sister's son-in-law is very, very ill. Very ill. And he's been ill for the last couple of years. He married my sister's youngest daughter. Her name is Jolene. So at the end of the day, Jolene is only 26 today. Patty's only 26 today. She's got three little children, which she's looking after now, at the moment. As we speak, Jolene is now at home in London, in Luton, with her husband. But he's only got a couple of weeks left to live. So his family, Jolene was a very, very good mother and a very, very good wife to this man and to the children. And at the end of the day, look, we've taken away the children and we've come away to let them have a bit of peace alone together at home, in their home. But apparently his family has been very, very rude and very, very abusive to Jolene and her family. But because we had so much respect for the sick and for those who's hurting, we turned the other cheek, if you know what I mean. We turned the other cheek away. So we looked and we came here to Walsingham. And we came here very, very angry. Can you hear? We came very angry. We had a lot of anger in our hearts when we came here. We also had a lot of pain for Paddy, which hopefully, I don't think a miracle is going to help him now. So we went into the tent, we spoke to a few priests, and they said, pray to Our Lady to take away your pain and your anger, and for to bless those people who's been doing all these bad and abusive things to you. And all these family that belong to Paddy, my sister's son-in-law, they didn't have any respect whatsoever for their sick son. They came in and were calling Jolene names. Paddy looked up once to his mum and he said, Mum, he said, am I really dying? He said, did the doctor say I was going to die? In our case, if that was me, I would have told my son, look, you're not going to die, you're going to live. God said, well, there's life, there's hope. That's what we would say. But Paddy's family just looked at him in the bed, on his dying bed, and they said, "Paddy, don't be stupid, you know you're going to die. I'm saying this in Walsingham, so therefore it can't be a lie." You know what I mean? I'd love for this tape to go out over the world, for this family to know what we're saying today about them. But at the end of the day, that is nothing to what really happened. And abusive names from his mom, real bad. So we thought, like, we'll leave it at that. So we came to Walsingham and we prayed. And the priest told us, go to Our Lady in the big tent. And we sat in front of Our Lady, and we done what the priest said. We would have done it anyway. But what we would have done is, we would have kept angry. We would have went home angry, if you understand me. And we would have went home just as bitter as when we came here. But after we spoke to Our Lady in that tent, we're all going home, not angry, nothing, just happiness. Because we prayed to Our Lady so hard. And we think it's right that Our Lady has turned it around. She told us to pray to her for them people, and we did. And now we got news that they're all calling her on her mobile phone, and they're all saying how sorry they are, and they're all saying they didn't realise what they were doing, and they're all saying lots of things. And we think without us coming here, if we had to be home now in London, back in that site where we live, this would have carried on and dragged on. But we decided to come to Walsingham, and we decided to pray for people who make others feel hurt. And we done what the priest said. We prayed to Our Lady, and we came to Walsingham, and we prayed in the tent, and we... For this whole week we're here. We pray for it so hard that we make up for the whole year, even though we don't go to Mass every Sunday. Sometimes we do miss out, because I work hard on a Sunday for my family. I still work. I'm not retired yet. And that's my grandson in there. He's got children. I've got great-grandchildren in this field. And I think without Our Lady's prayers, specifically her being our mother, we ask her for her help to help us, like my children would ask me to help them. And she did. Our Lady helped us. So we're all going back, not angry, but very happy. Nice, isn't it?